of the cage, to spend the next 24 hours on begging duty, pleading with passers-by for money to help in his or her plight. Debtors were obliged to pay for their time in prison. Those who turned out to be totally out of funds were forced to go into the grated room and beg. The crowds outside the Fleet and the King's Bench prisons on that cool August Tuesday morning, and that so interrupted the progress of men of affairs on their way along the granite setts with which the roads in Southwark and St. Paul's had recently been paved, were there to see a spectacle. Tourists came to the jails to see the beggars. The merely curious, as well as the small press of family and friends, and perhaps some still unsatisfied creditors, came to greet with amiable good cheer a small group of inmates who each day would emerge blinking into the morning sunlight. According to the prison records, one of the half-dozen prisoners who stepped free from behind the high walls of the King's Bench prison on that Tuesday morning was a sturdy-looking yeoman whose papers showed him to have come from Oxfordshire, 60 miles to the west of London. Those few portraits painted of him in his later years, together with a single silhouette fashioned when he was in his dotage, and a bust sculpted in marble more than 20 years later, show him to be a somewhat thick-set man, balding, with a weather-beaten face. Some less charitable souls might call him rather plain-looking, even in truth a little ugly. His forehead slants backward, a trifle alarmingly. His nose is somewhat too large for comfort.